Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 135 for Friday, November 7th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were softer Friday morning following the weakness in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil futures. Canola was anywhere from 20 cents to $3.50 lower. The January contract down that $3.50 at $433.20 per ton. The squaring of positions ahead of the weekend and Monday's monthly USDA crop report was also putting downward pressure on values. Ongoing expectations of record large U.S. soybean production and the upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar added to the bearish tone. However, Chicago soybean futures were turning higher Friday morning, which was supportive for canola. Slow farmer selling and strong commercial demand for Canadian canola were also underpinning prices. The market continues to trade at a slight inverse, indicating strong demand for nearby delivery canola, though the spread has narrowed over the past few days. Milling wheat and durum were untraded following price revisions after Thursday's close. Barley futures were seeing some light activity at higher prices. Chicago soybeans were slightly higher amid choppy activity as traders were squaring positions ahead of Monday's USDA report. Prices were anywhere from a quarter cent lower to 2.5 cents higher. January beans up 2.25 cents at $10.30 per bushel. Demand for the U.S. commodity remains strong, which helped to underpin the market. However, forecasts calling for beneficial weather conditions for harvesting in the U.S. and planting in South America undermined values. Corn futures were weaker Friday morning, reacting to forecasts calling for beneficial harvest weather in the U.S. Midwest over the weekend. Prices were anywhere from 2 to 5 cents lower, December down 3.75 cents at $3.67.5 per bushel. Expectations that the USDA will increase their already record large U.S. corn production estimate for 2014-15 in Monday's report were also bearish. However, concerns about possible snowfall in some parts of the Corn Belt delaying harvest next week limited the downside. Wheat futures were also moving lower, taking some direction from the decline seen in corn. Prices were anywhere from 5 to 7 cents lower, December down that 5 cents at $5.15 per bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar index also weighed on values as it made U.S. wheat uncompetitive on the global export market. The large global supply situation was also bearish. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, November 7th. I'm Taryn Shields.